The U.S. Marine Corps Book of Strategy. By B.H. Liddell Hart. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The U.S. Marine Corps Book of Strategy by B.H. Liddell Hart is a comprehensive guide to the principles of strategy and tactics for the Marine Corps. It covers the fundamentals of strategy, the principles of maneuver warfare, and the application of these principles in the modern battlefield. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 covers the fundamentals of strategy, Part 2 covers the principles of maneuver warfare, and Part 3 covers the application of these principles in the modern battlefield. Part 1 of the book covers the fundamentals of strategy, including the definition of strategy, the principles of strategy, and the importance of strategy in the modern battlefield. It also covers the importance of intelligence, the use of deception, and the importance of surprise. It also discusses the importance of logistics and the use of air power. Part 2 of the book covers the principles of maneuver warfare, including the importance of speed, the use of terrain, and the use of combined arms. It also covers the importance of initiative, the use of deception, and the importance of surprise. It also discusses the importance of morale and the use of psychological warfare. Part 3 of the book covers the application of these principles in the modern battlefield. It covers the importance of intelligence, the use of air power, and the use of combined arms. It also covers the importance of logistics, the use of deception, and the importance of surprise. It also discusses the importance of morale and the use of psychological warfare. The U.S. Marine Corps Book of Strategy by B.H. Liddell Hart is an essential guide for any Marine Corps officer or enlisted personnel. It provides a comprehensive overview of the fundamentals of strategy and the principles of maneuver warfare, and how they can be applied in the modern battlefield. It is an invaluable resource for any Marine Corps personnel looking to gain a better understanding of the principles of strategy and tactics. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Marine Corps should focus on mobility and speed in order to gain an advantage over the enemy. This means that Marines should be trained to move quickly and efficiently, and that they should be equipped with the latest technology to ensure they can outmaneuver their opponents. The Marine Corps should focus on mobility and speed in order to gain an advantage over the enemy. This means that Marines should be trained to move quickly and efficiently, and that they should be equipped with the latest technology to ensure they can outmaneuver their opponents. Marines should be trained to move quickly and accurately in order to gain the upper hand in any situation. This includes training in the use of terrain, navigation, and communication. Marines should also be equipped with the latest technology, such as night vision goggles, GPS, and radios, to ensure they can move quickly and accurately in any environment. Additionally, Marines should be trained to use the latest weapons and tactics to ensure they can outmaneuver their opponents and gain the upper hand in any situation. In order to ensure that Marines are able to move quickly and accurately, they should be trained in the use of terrain, navigation, and communication. This includes training in the use of maps, compasses, and other navigational tools. Additionally, Marines should be trained in the use of radios and other communication devices to ensure they can stay in contact with their fellow Marines and coordinate their movements. Finally, Marines should be trained in the use of the latest weapons and tactics to ensure they can outmaneuver their opponents and gain the upper hand in any situation. By focusing on mobility and speed, the Marine Corps can gain an advantage over the enemy. This means that Marines should be trained to move quickly and accurately, and that they should be equipped with the latest technology to ensure they can outmaneuver their opponents. Additionally, Marines should be trained in the use of terrain, navigation, and communication, as well as the latest weapons and tactics, to ensure they can gain the upper hand in any situation. Main idea number 2. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of morale and discipline among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to be resilient and to remain focused on their mission, even in the face of adversity. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of morale and discipline among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to be resilient and to remain focused on their mission, even in the face of adversity. To achieve this, the Marine Corps should emphasize the importance of physical and mental fitness, as well as the development of leadership skills. Marines should be taught to take responsibility for their own actions and to be accountable for their decisions. Additionally, Marines should be encouraged to take initiative and to think critically in order to solve problems. Furthermore, Marines should be taught to respect their fellow Marines and to work together as a team. Finally, Marines should be taught to be disciplined and to adhere to the rules and regulations of the Marine Corps. By instilling these values in its troops, the Marine Corps can ensure that its troops are prepared to face any challenge that may come their way. Main idea number 3. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of physical fitness among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to be physically fit and to be able to endure long periods of physical exertion. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of physical fitness among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to be physically fit and to be able to endure long periods of physical exertion. This includes regular physical training sessions, such as running, swimming, and weightlifting, as well as other activities that promote physical fitness. Additionally, Marines should be encouraged to participate in physical activities outside of their regular training sessions, such as running, biking, and other sports. This will help to ensure that Marines are able to perform their duties effectively and efficiently, even in the most challenging of environments. In order to maintain a high level of physical fitness, Marines should also be encouraged to eat a healthy diet and to get adequate rest. Eating a balanced diet and getting enough sleep will help to ensure that Marines are able to perform at their best. Additionally, Marines should be encouraged to take part in regular physical examinations to ensure that they are in good health and that any potential health issues are addressed in a timely manner. Finally, the Marine Corps should strive to create an environment that is conducive to physical fitness. This includes providing Marines with access to the necessary equipment and facilities to help them stay in shape. Additionally, the Marine Corps should provide Marines with the necessary support and guidance to help them stay motivated and to reach their physical fitness goals. Main idea number 4. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of tactical proficiency among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to think strategically and to be able to make quick decisions in the heat of battle. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of tactical proficiency among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to think strategically and to be able to make quick decisions in the heat of battle. To achieve this, the Marine Corps should focus on developing a comprehensive training program that emphasizes the importance of tactical proficiency. This program should include instruction in the fundamentals of tactics, such as maneuvering, fire and maneuver, and combined arms operations. Additionally, Marines should be trained in the principles of mission command, which emphasizes the importance of initiative, flexibility, and adaptability in the face of changing battlefield conditions. Finally, Marines should be trained in the art of decision making, which requires the ability to analyze a situation and make the best possible decision in a timely manner. In addition to training, the Marine Corps should also strive to maintain a culture of tactical proficiency. This means that Marines should be encouraged to think critically and to take initiative in the face of adversity. Additionally, Marines should be encouraged to take risks and to think outside of the box when it comes to problem solving. Finally, Marines should be encouraged to share their experiences and lessons learned with their peers, so that they can all benefit from each other's knowledge and experience. By striving to maintain a high level of tactical proficiency among its troops, the Marine Corps can ensure that its Marines are prepared to face any challenge that they may encounter on the battlefield. This will enable the Marine Corps to remain a formidable fighting force and to continue to protect the nation's interests around the world. Main idea number 5. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of technical proficiency among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to use the latest technology and to be able to quickly adapt to new technologies. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of technical proficiency among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to use the latest technology and to be able to quickly adapt to new technologies. This includes training in the use of computers, software, and other digital tools. Marines should also be trained in the use of communications and navigation equipment, as well as in the use of weapons and other military equipment. Additionally, Marines should be trained in the use of drones, robots, and other emerging technologies. In order to ensure that Marines are able to use the latest technology, the Marine Corps should invest in training and education programs that focus on the use of technology. This includes providing Marines with access to the latest technology and providing them with the opportunity to learn how to use it. Additionally, the Marine Corps should provide Marines with the opportunity to attend seminars and workshops that focus on the use of technology. This will ensure that Marines are able to stay up to date with the latest technology and are able to quickly adapt to new technologies. Finally, the Marine Corps should ensure that its troops are able to use the latest technology in the field. This means that Marines should be trained to use the latest technology in combat situations. This includes training in the use of communications and navigation equipment, as well as in the use of weapons and other military equipment. Additionally, Marines should be trained in the use of drones, robots, and other emerging technologies. By ensuring that Marines are able to use the latest technology in the field, the Marine Corps will be able to maintain a high level of technical proficiency among its troops. Main idea number 6. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of intelligence among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to think critically and to be able to quickly assess and analyze a situation. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of intelligence among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to think critically and to be able to quickly assess and analyze a situation. This requires a comprehensive approach to training that includes both physical and mental exercises. Marines should be taught to think strategically and to be able to make decisions quickly and accurately. They should also be taught to be able to identify potential threats and to be able to respond to them in an effective manner. Additionally, Marines should be taught to be able to communicate effectively with their fellow Marines and with other branches of the military. This will ensure that they are able to work together as a cohesive unit and to be able to respond to any situation in a timely and effective manner. In order to maintain a high level of intelligence among its troops, the Marine Corps should also invest in the development of its personnel. This includes providing them with the necessary resources to further their education and to gain additional knowledge and skills. Additionally, the Marine Corps should provide its personnel with the opportunity to attend seminars and workshops that will help them to further develop their critical thinking and problem-solving skills. This will ensure that Marines are able to stay ahead of the curve and to be able to respond to any situation in an effective manner. Finally, the Marine Corps should strive to create an environment that encourages its personnel to think critically and to be able to make decisions quickly and accurately. This includes providing them with the necessary resources to stay informed and to be able to make informed decisions. Additionally, the Marine Corps should provide its personnel with the opportunity to participate in activities that will help them to further develop their critical thinking and problem-solving skills. This will ensure that Marines are able to stay ahead of the curve and to be able to respond to any situation in an effective manner. Main idea number 7. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of adaptability among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to be flexible and to be able to quickly adjust to changing conditions. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of adaptability among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to be flexible and to be able to quickly adjust to changing conditions. This is especially important in today's rapidly changing world, where the nature of warfare is constantly evolving. Marines must be able to think on their feet and adjust their tactics and strategies to meet the needs of the situation. This requires a high level of mental agility and the ability to quickly assess the situation and make decisions. In order to achieve this level of adaptability, Marines must be trained to think critically and to be able to analyze and evaluate information quickly. They must also be able to quickly assess the situation and make decisions based on the available information. Additionally, Marines must be able to work together as a team and to communicate effectively in order to coordinate their efforts. Finally, Marines must be able to quickly adjust their tactics and strategies to meet the needs of the situation. The Marine Corps must also strive to maintain a high level of physical fitness among its troops. This is important in order to ensure that Marines are able to perform their duties effectively and efficiently. Physical fitness is also important in order to ensure that Marines are able to withstand the rigors of combat and to remain in peak physical condition. By maintaining a high level of adaptability and physical fitness among its troops, the Marine Corps can ensure that its troops are prepared for any situation they may face. This will enable the Marine Corps to remain a formidable force in the face of any challenge. Main idea number 8. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of initiative among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to take the initiative and to be able to act independently when necessary. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of initiative among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to take the initiative and to be able to act independently when necessary. This is especially important in combat situations, where quick and decisive action is often required. Marines should be taught to think for themselves and to make decisions without waiting for orders from higher-ups. This will help them to react quickly and effectively to changing situations on the battlefield. In addition to training Marines to take initiative, the Marine Corps should also foster an environment of creativity and innovation. Marines should be encouraged to come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. This will help them to stay ahead of the enemy and to be more effective in their operations. Marines should also be encouraged to take risks and to think outside the box when it comes to problem solving. This will help them to stay ahead of the competition and to be more successful in their missions. Finally, the Marine Corps should strive to maintain a culture of accountability and responsibility among its troops. Marines should be held accountable for their actions and should be expected to take responsibility for their decisions. This will help to ensure that Marines are making the right decisions and that they are taking the necessary steps to complete their missions. This will also help to ensure that Marines are held to a high standard of performance and that they are held accountable for their actions. Main idea number 9. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of leadership among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to lead by example and to be able to inspire their troops to perform at their best. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of leadership among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to lead by example and to be able to inspire their troops to perform at their best. Leadership is an essential part of the Marine Corps culture and is essential for the success of any mission. Marines should be taught to be confident in their abilities and to be able to make decisions quickly and effectively. They should also be taught to be able to motivate their troops and to be able to provide guidance and direction. Leadership is not just about giving orders, but also about providing support and encouragement to those under their command. Marines should be taught to be able to recognize potential in their troops and to be able to develop their skills and abilities. Finally, Marines should be taught to be able to recognize and reward excellence in their troops. By doing so, they will be able to foster a culture of excellence and ensure that their troops are always performing at their best. Main idea number 10. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of communication among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to effectively communicate with each other and to be able to quickly relay information. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of communication among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to effectively communicate with each other and to be able to quickly relay information. This includes the ability to communicate in a variety of ways, such as verbal, written, and electronic. Marines should also be trained to understand the importance of communication in a combat situation and how to use it to their advantage. Additionally, Marines should be taught how to use communication to coordinate their efforts and to ensure that everyone is on the same page. In order to ensure that communication is effective, Marines should be trained to use the most up-to-date technology available. This includes the use of radios, satellite phones, and other communication devices. Additionally, Marines should be trained to use the most secure methods of communication available, such as encryption and secure networks. This will help to ensure that the information being relayed is secure and that it is not intercepted by the enemy. Finally, Marines should be trained to use communication to build relationships with other units and to foster a sense of camaraderie. This will help to ensure that Marines are able to work together effectively and to trust each other in a combat situation. Communication is essential to the success of any military unit, and the Marine Corps should strive to ensure that its troops are well trained in this area. Main idea number 11. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of teamwork among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to work together as a cohesive unit and to be able to rely on each other in times of need. The Marine Corps should strive to foster a culture of teamwork among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to work together as a cohesive unit and to be able to rely on each other in times of need. This includes developing a sense of trust and camaraderie among the troops, as well as teaching them the importance of communication and collaboration. Marines should be taught to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of their fellow Marines and to use those strengths to their advantage. Additionally, Marines should be taught to recognize when they need help and to ask for it when necessary. In order to maintain a high level of teamwork, the Marine Corps should also emphasize the importance of leadership. Leaders should be trained to recognize the potential of their troops and to motivate them to reach their full potential. Leaders should also be trained to recognize when their troops need help and to provide it when necessary. Additionally, leaders should be trained to recognize when their troops are struggling and to provide support and guidance. Finally, the Marine Corps should strive to create an environment of respect and appreciation among its troops. This means that Marines should be taught to respect each other's opinions and to value each other's contributions. Additionally, Marines should be taught to recognize the importance of diversity and to embrace it. By creating an environment of respect and appreciation, the Marine Corps can ensure that its troops are working together as a cohesive unit and that they are able to rely on each other in times of need. Main idea number 12. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of professionalism among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to act with integrity and to be able to conduct themselves in a manner that is respectful of their fellow Marines. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of professionalism among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to act with integrity and to be able to conduct themselves in a manner that is respectful of their fellow Marines. This includes treating each other with respect, regardless of rank or position. Marines should also be taught to be accountable for their actions and to take responsibility for their mistakes. Additionally, Marines should be taught to be disciplined and to follow orders without question. Finally, Marines should be taught to be self-reliant and to take initiative when needed. In order to ensure that Marines maintain a high level of professionalism, the Marine Corps should provide regular training and education on the importance of professionalism. This should include instruction on the importance of following orders, respecting authority, and taking responsibility for one's actions. Additionally, Marines should be taught the importance of maintaining a positive attitude and working together as a team. Finally, Marines should be taught the importance of being honest and ethical in all aspects of their work. By maintaining a high level of professionalism among its troops, the Marine Corps can ensure that its members are well prepared to serve their country with honor and distinction. This will also help to ensure that the Marine Corps is respected and admired by the public, and that its members are held in high regard. Ultimately, this will help to ensure that the Marine Corps is a successful and respected branch of the United States military. Main idea number 13. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the chain of command among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to follow orders and to be able to recognize the authority of their superiors. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the chain of command among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to understand the importance of following orders and to recognize the authority of their superiors. Respect for the chain of command is essential for the successful functioning of any military organization. It is important that Marines understand that their superiors have the authority to make decisions and that they should follow those decisions without question. This respect for the chain of command should be instilled in Marines from the moment they enter the Corps. Marines should be taught to understand the importance of following orders and to recognize the authority of their superiors. They should be taught to respect the chain of command and to understand that their superiors have the authority to make decisions. This respect should be reinforced through training and discipline. Marines should be taught to understand that their superiors have the authority to make decisions and that they should follow those decisions without question. This respect for the chain of command should be instilled in Marines from the moment they enter the Corps and should be reinforced throughout their careers. The Marine Corps should also strive to create an environment of mutual respect between Marines and their superiors. This means that Marines should be taught to respect their superiors and to understand that their superiors have the authority to make decisions. This respect should be reinforced through training and discipline. Marines should also be taught to understand that their superiors have the right to expect their orders to be followed and that they should not question their superiors' decisions. This mutual respect should be instilled in Marines from the moment they enter the Corps and should be reinforced throughout their careers. Main idea number 14. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the law among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to abide by the laws of the land and to be able to recognize the importance of following the rules. The Marine Corps should strive to ensure that its troops maintain a high level of respect for the law. This means that Marines should be trained to understand the importance of following the rules and regulations of the land. They should be taught to recognize the consequences of breaking the law and to understand the importance of upholding the law. Furthermore, Marines should be taught to recognize the importance of respecting the rights of others and to understand the consequences of violating those rights. In order to ensure that Marines maintain a high level of respect for the law, the Marine Corps should provide training and education on the laws of the land. This should include instruction on the legal system, the rights of citizens, and the consequences of breaking the law. Additionally, Marines should be taught to recognize the importance of following orders and to understand the consequences of disobeying orders. Finally, Marines should be taught to recognize the importance of respecting the rights of others and to understand the consequences of violating those rights. By providing Marines with the necessary training and education on the laws of the land, the Marine Corps can ensure that its troops maintain a high level of respect for the law. This will help to ensure that Marines are able to recognize the importance of following the rules and regulations of the land and to understand the consequences of breaking the law. Furthermore, it will help to ensure that Marines are able to recognize the importance of respecting the rights of others and to understand the consequences of violating those rights. Main idea number 15. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the environment among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to respect the environment and to be able to recognize the importance of preserving natural resources. The Marine Corps should strive to instill a deep respect for the environment among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the importance of preserving natural resources and to understand the consequences of their actions on the environment. Marines should be taught to be mindful of their impact on the environment and to take steps to minimize it. This could include proper disposal of waste, reducing energy consumption, and avoiding activities that could damage the environment. Additionally, Marines should be encouraged to participate in activities that promote environmental stewardship, such as volunteering for beach cleanups or planting trees. The Marine Corps should also strive to create a culture of environmental awareness among its troops. This could include educating Marines on the importance of preserving natural resources and the consequences of their actions on the environment. Additionally, the Marine Corps should encourage its troops to take part in activities that promote environmental stewardship, such as volunteering for beach cleanups or planting trees. Finally, the Marine Corps should ensure that its troops are held accountable for their actions and that any violations of environmental regulations are dealt with swiftly and appropriately. Main idea number 16. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the culture of the countries in which it operates. This means that Marines should be trained to understand and respect the customs and traditions of the people they are serving. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the culture of the countries in which it operates. This means that Marines should be trained to understand and respect the customs and traditions of the people they are serving. This includes learning about the language, religion, and history of the country, as well as the local customs and etiquette. Marines should also be taught to be aware of the cultural sensitivities of the people they are serving, and to be respectful of their beliefs and values. This will help to ensure that the Marines are able to work effectively with the local population, and to build strong relationships with them. In addition, Marines should be taught to be aware of the potential for cultural misunderstandings and to take steps to avoid them. This includes being aware of the potential for cultural bias and prejudice, and taking steps to ensure that these do not affect their interactions with the local population. Marines should also be taught to be aware of the potential for cultural clashes, and to take steps to resolve them in a respectful and peaceful manner. This will help to ensure that the Marines are able to work effectively with the local population, and to build strong relationships with them. Finally, Marines should be taught to be aware of the potential for cultural exploitation, and to take steps to prevent it. This includes being aware of the potential for exploitation of the local population, and taking steps to ensure that this does not occur. This will help to ensure that the Marines are able to work effectively with the local population, and to build strong relationships with them. Main idea number 17. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the rights of civilians among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of civilians and to be able to protect them from harm. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the rights of civilians among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of civilians and to be able to protect them from harm. This includes understanding the laws and regulations that govern the rights of civilians, as well as the ethical and moral considerations that should be taken into account when interacting with civilians. Marines should also be trained to recognize and respect the cultural and religious beliefs of civilians, and to be able to respond appropriately to any situation that may arise. In addition, Marines should be taught to recognize the importance of civilian populations in the success of military operations. This includes understanding the importance of civilian infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, and other public works, and the need to protect them from damage or destruction. Marines should also be taught to recognize the importance of civilian populations in providing intelligence and other support to military operations, and to be able to interact with them in a respectful and professional manner. Finally, Marines should be trained to recognize the importance of civilian populations in providing humanitarian assistance and support to military operations. This includes understanding the need to provide food, shelter, medical care, and other forms of assistance to civilians in need. Marines should also be trained to recognize the importance of civilian populations in providing a stable environment for military operations, and to be able to interact with them in a respectful and professional manner. Main idea number 18. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the rights of prisoners of war among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of prisoners of war and to be able to treat them humanely. The Marine Corps should strive to ensure that all of its troops understand and respect the rights of prisoners of war. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of prisoners of war and to be able to treat them humanely. This includes understanding the Geneva Conventions, which outline the rights of prisoners of war, and the laws of war, which govern the conduct of armed conflict. Marines should also be trained to recognize and respect the cultural and religious beliefs of prisoners of war, and to treat them with dignity and respect. In addition, the Marine Corps should ensure that its troops are aware of the consequences of mistreating prisoners of war. This includes understanding the legal ramifications of mistreating prisoners of war, as well as the potential for negative public opinion and diplomatic repercussions. Marines should also be aware of the potential for negative morale among their own troops if prisoners of war are mistreated. Finally, the Marine Corps should strive to ensure that its troops are held accountable for their actions. This means that any mistreatment of prisoners of war should be investigated and those responsible should be held accountable. This will help to ensure that the Marine Corps maintains a high level of respect for the rights of prisoners of war among its troops. Main idea number 19. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the rights of the enemy among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of the enemy and to be able to treat them with dignity and respect. The Marine Corps should strive to ensure that its troops understand and respect the rights of the enemy. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of the enemy and to treat them with dignity and respect. This includes understanding the laws of war, such as the Geneva Conventions, and the rights of prisoners of war. Marines should also be trained to understand the cultural and religious beliefs of the enemy, and to respect them. This will help to ensure that the enemy is treated humanely and with respect, even in the heat of battle. In addition, Marines should be trained to understand the importance of maintaining a high level of respect for the enemy. This means that Marines should be taught to recognize the humanity of the enemy, and to treat them with respect and dignity. This includes understanding the enemy's culture, beliefs, and values, and treating them with respect. This will help to ensure that the enemy is treated humanely and with respect, even in the heat of battle. Finally, Marines should be trained to understand the importance of maintaining a high level of respect for the enemy. This means that Marines should be taught to recognize the humanity of the enemy, and to treat them with respect and dignity. This includes understanding the enemy's culture, beliefs, and values, and treating them with respect. This will help to ensure that the enemy is treated humanely and with respect, even in the heat of battle. Main idea number 20. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the rights of its own troops among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of their fellow Marines and to be able to protect them from harm. The Marine Corps should strive to maintain a high level of respect for the rights of its own troops among its troops. This means that Marines should be trained to recognize the rights of their fellow Marines and to be able to protect them from harm. This includes the right to be treated with dignity and respect, the right to be free from discrimination and harassment, and the right to be free from any form of abuse. Marines should also be trained to recognize the importance of upholding the law and to be able to intervene when necessary to protect the rights of their fellow Marines. In addition, the Marine Corps should ensure that its troops are aware of their rights and responsibilities. This includes the right to be informed of their rights and to be able to exercise them. It also includes the right to be heard and to have their grievances addressed. Marines should also be trained to understand the importance of upholding the law and to be able to intervene when necessary to protect the rights of their fellow Marines. Finally, the Marine Corps should strive to create an environment of mutual respect and trust among its troops. This means that Marines should be encouraged to treat each other with respect and to be able to resolve conflicts in a peaceful manner. Marines should also be trained to recognize the importance of upholding the law and to be able to intervene when necessary to protect the rights of their fellow Marines.